Matthew chapter 12, and we read from the verse 9 down to the verse 14. And I want to speak to the boys and girls for a little moment about something in this portion of Scripture. So children, if especially you listen, please, to God's Word. Verse 9 of Matthew chapter 12. And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep? And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Now children, in this verse 12, you'll notice, sir, that the Lord Jesus Christ is asking a question. How much is a man better than a sheep? And what the Lord is saying there, more valuable. A man is far more valuable than a sheep. Now, if you're driving down the road, I know you're too young to drive, but if you can imagine driving down the road, you're driving down the road fast, and suddenly a sheep and a man step out before you. And you try to brake, but you realize you're not going to get stopped in time. You're going to have to swerve the car one way or the other. You're going to hit one. What do you choose to hit? You choose to hit the sheep. Why? Because a man is better than a sheep. A man is more valuable than a sheep. Even though that man is not good, even though that man has lied, even though that man is withered, like that withered man's hand, withered, ugly, shriveled up, even though that man is a sinner, even though that man has stolen, none of which things the sheep did, yet you don't hit the man, because that man, with his withered hand, with all his ugliness, is valuable. Very valuable. Still valuable. And this man with the withered hand, that's what he was to Christ. Valuable. And he loved him. And that's what you are to God, boys and girls. Valuable. You're dear to him. I have in my wallet some new crisp notes. And here is a £10 note. It's valuable. It's worth £10. It's nice and crisp. It's all crumpled now. It's not as nice now. It's not as crisp. It's still valuable. And I can drop it in the dust. And I can stomp on it. And I can kick it around in the mud. And do all of that. And it's still valuable. And I have a pen here. And I can mark it. Do all that. But it's still worth £10. It's still valuable. I put it back into my wallet from whence it came, in a dark place. They're in a dark place. It's still valuable. And you know, that's what sinners are. They're crumpled up. Crumpled up by their own sin. Crumpled up by the devil. They've been in the dirt and in the dust. They've been marked. Marked by sin. Marked by iniquity. And maybe that describes you this morning. Even as a little boy or girl. And you've lost your self-esteem. And you don't think you're very valuable. And you don't think anybody cares. And you don't think anybody loves you. That's not true, but that's maybe how you think. Maybe how you feel. And you don't even love yourself. So poor is your self-esteem. So great are the sins that you have committed. So crumpled up is your heart. So depraved are your thoughts. But I want you to be assured. Even should your heart be like the heart of that, the hand of that withered man, Jesus still loves you. And you are valuable. And Jesus says, come. Come. And Jesus says, stretch forth that ugly hand, that withered hand. And Jesus does what I could not do to this £10 note. I cannot make it crisp or new again. I cannot take away the marks. I cannot remove the dirt, the ugliness. The value remains, but I cannot change any of that. But Jesus can. He can cleanse you. He wants to cleanse you. He can make you new. He wants to make you new. He can restore you. He wants to restore you. And he says, come. Come. Will you not come? Come to Jesus. He says, reach out your hand. Reach out your hand to Jesus. To Jesus Christ. He will cleanse you. He will heal you. He will help you. He will restore his image in you through his grace. So come.